Grace to you and peace from God our Father, through our Lord and our Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. Many of you have watched this show, maybe even as a child. I know I watched it as a child, but mine were reruns. And that was the TV show Batman, starring Adam West and Burt Ward. Now, one of the things that people often remember is Burt Ward's Robin always saying, "Holy, whatever it might be, Batman." Some of my favorites were "Holy Birthday Cake, Batman." One of my favorites, because it's a tongue twister for the most part, is "Holy Hole in a Donut." There's always "Holy Fruit Salad" as well, or any number of things. In fact, I did a Google search looking for some of the sayings that he said, and I thought I was looking for a list, but a YouTube video came up with all of the sayings, all the "holy what's-its" that Burt Ward said as Robin. And I can tell you, it's not a short movie. It's 10 minutes long with just "holy whatever it might be, Batman." Also, though, one of my favorites was when they actually made fun of this in Batman Forever, when Robin says, "Holy rusted metal, Batman." And all Batman can say is, "Huh?" In which Robin then replies, "The ground, it's all metal. It's full of holes, you know, holy." Which Batman makes the resilient O. I love that show as a kid, and it brings back a lot of memories. But I can hear this actually being said in our text for the most part, where Jesus is telling the Pharisees, "Holy Sabbath, Pharisees." Because this is what we are wanting to talk about today with this text. Because in it, we see Jesus walking through grain fields with his disciples. And let's face it, when you get a group of guys together, there's always eating. And well, they're hungry. They start plucking heads of grain off in order to fill themselves and give them nourishment. But the Pharisees, who never get it, by the way, they start to say, "You know, why are they doing this? It's not lawful on the Sabbath to do that." Jesus, and I can kind of see his eyes roll to the back of his head, tells them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and was hungry? He and those who were with him, how he entered the house of God in the time of Abiathar the high priest and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat, and also gave it to those who were with him." It's as if Jesus is saying, "You know, this guy David, who you hold in such high esteem, remember what he did on the Sabbath when he was hungry? Holy chalupas, Pharisees. You just don't get it." That's why Jesus said, "Remember, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." And that is the point, is it not? The Sabbath was made for man, not man for it. Because what God commanded in our Old Testament reading was to rest, to take a load off, to rest your body, your mind, and your soul. For it was a day set apart for that specific reason. And we know that the Sabbath was that for the Hebrews and the Jews. But as Christians, the Sabbath has changed. Because as we remember in our catechism days, we remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. But what does it mean? We should fear and love God, as always, so that we do not despise preaching and his word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. Again, it's not to despise preaching and his word, but to hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. That is our Sabbath rest. Jesus, the Word made flesh. That's why we are here on this day. For it is not Saturday as the Jews hold as their Sabbath day, but it is Sunday. For Sunday has been set aside for a specific, unique reason, for there to be preaching and his word proclaimed. You see, when we hear it, we gladly hear and learn it, when we receive it. For you see, this is our Sabbath rest. Christ. Christ who forgives sins. Christ who brings joy and peace. You see, he is our Sabbath rest. And that's why it's so important that we get it right on the Sabbath, that the preaching would be from God's word and his word alone. That's why music becomes such a big deal in the church, why there's always debate over it. Because let's face it, music is the confessed, sung confession of the faith. And so we want it to be right. It's not about style or anything like that, but what word is proclaimed. Just as it is with the preaching of the pastor, that which is said throughout the entire divine service. For you see, the Sabbath is the divine serving you, God himself. Serving you his word and his sacrament. Serving you with grace, with peace, and with mercy. You see, that is why we are here. We aren't here to add points to our score, but to receive that which gives true life. And so the question is asked, should people be in church every week? And the answer is, of course. It is, after all, the pattern God set from the very beginning when he rested on the seventh day. Is faith made weak and eventually killed by not being here in this place at a time like this? The unfortunate answer is yes, because it is made clear throughout the scriptures that God's people are kept alive through the things we gather around each week. Word, sacrament, life. You see, if we do not feed our body, we end up dying. So just as if we don't feed our soul, we will die eternally. And see, that is why we are gathered here. To receive nourishment, to receive that which our soul needs to live. Because after all, should we make a habit of resting our bodies and our souls each week and extend this gift to others in our life? Yes, because as the original commandment says very plainly, remember it and keep it. Guard it, hold it close, for you are given life and salvation. See, this is the heart of the matter. It's not because God needs us to be here. He is God after all. He is almighty. He is all-knowing. He is everywhere. God doesn't need us. He doesn't. But he wants us. And that's why he gives you his body and his blood when every time you partake of the sacrament. That's why he speaks the absolution through the pastor, because he wants you to be his. And so it's not about us having to be here, but that we need to be here. Because it's not about that we must serve God, but he wants to serve us. Again, why we entitle our worship services divine services. See, it's not because the Sabbath needs our obedience, because we need the Sabbath's rest. That, my brothers and sisters in Christ, is the whole point of the Sabbath. To find rest, that is joy and peace beyond our comprehension, but that which is given fully. That which is given over abundantly, that is God's grace. So yes, it is the Holy Sabbath, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, set apart for you and you specifically, so that you would know that you have not been thrown to the side, that even though as life goes on, that as the times get tough, Christ reminds you through me today that you are his, that he will never leave you nor forsake you. For he has forgiven you all your sins, all your guilt, all your shame. And he has declared you righteous, giving you the promise of eternal life. That this life will come at an end at his proper time. We will be delivered into his hands, where you'll see him face to face, no longer with blemish, but eternally perfect. See, that is when we will ultimately receive our ultimate Sabbath rest, without sin, without guilt, without shame. That is God's promise to you, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. And let's face it, he keeps his promises from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.